Good morning. Let's look at James chapter 1, verse 22. James 1:22 says this, "But prove yourselves doers of the word, and not merely hearers who delude themselves. But prove yourselves doers of the word, and not merely hearers who delude themselves." Let's pray together. God, we thank you for this morning. I just pray that you will come and help us, strengthen us, God, wake us up as we just get ready to pray and just enter into your presence, God, and get ready for the day. And I pray, God, that you will come and speak to us, and we welcome you and we worship you in this place today, this morning. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So we've been going through this book called Secrets of the Secret Place to kind of piggyback, I guess, on what I talked about on Sunday, about doing our quiet time. And this book really talks about the different secrets of entering into that secret place with God. And today's key word is obedience. This chapter is entitled, "The Secret of Radical Obedience." So for our youth group, what I did when I was teaching them on hearing the voice of God, this is just something that I used. You know, I used the word "hear" as an acronym to kind of mention a few things. It's just a few things, steps to... Stanley's laughing at me, but it's a youth group thing. You know, it works. You know, steps to kind of better hear the voice of God. And this, actually, I got it from Pastor Sam when he was preaching to us about the voice, you know, hearing the voice of God. But he didn't give it to us in this neat little acronym right here. So I thought, perfect. So number one, H, humility, right? We come before him with humility. And I think along with humility is this idea of repentance. There's lots of places in the Bible where it talks about how God does not hear us when we have sin in our lives. And in Amos, it talks about a famine that's going to come to the land, but not a famine from lack of water or rain, but a famine from the voice of God, from hearing the voice of God. And that's because of their disobedience. So along with humility is this idea that we're repenting and coming before him honestly and laying down, you know, our sins and our disobedience and just acknowledging that we need to hear the voice of God. That's H. E stands for expectation. When we come before the Lord, we come expecting to hear. I like how PSAM says it, you know. Hearing the voice of God is part of normative Christianity. You know, it should be something that should be the standard of every Christian, although it's become somewhat of a charismatic kind of thing to do. I think, it's part of every Christian's privilege to be able to hear the voice of God. And so when we come before the Lord, we expect him to speak to us, and we expect him to show us, you know, what he wants to say. That's E. And then A is availability, right? This is kind of our part where we make ourselves available. You know, we come before the Lord, we set aside some time during our day, and we make ourselves available for him to speak to us. You know, we have to give him room, right? Because like I said yesterday, how many times is God speaking to us, but because we're not hearing, because we're not paying attention, we miss what he's saying to us. So we make ourselves available to him, H-E-A, and the R... What I did for the youth, because I'd read this book, but I didn't think about this book, I said for R, ready to obey. Basically, when God speaks something to us, we need to have a heart that is ready to just obey whatever He asks us to do. And P. Sams also talked about this in his sermon, how God's not going to speak to us if He knows, because He already knows our hearts, and our heart is not to obey Him. Our heart is, He knows that if He asks us to do something, we're just going to dismiss it or say, forget it. Then He's not going to speak to us. And that's part of His mercy, because if He speaks to us and we hear Him, and then we don't do it, that's straight up disobedience. Whereas if He doesn't speak and we don't hear it, then it's maybe counted as ignorance on our part, right? So if we don't have a heart that's willing to obey, we're not going to be able to hear all that much from God. But after reading this chapter, I will change the term from ready to obey, because that's not a noun. Everything else was a noun. I would call it radical obedience now. A radical obedience that says, I'm going to obey God as soon as I can to the best degree that I can, whatever He asks me to do. And that's radical obedience. And to just give you an example of a radical obedience, you guys have heard of Matt Redman. He is a worship leader, right? He's written many, many songs. Heart of Worship. You know, I will offer up my life. Is that? Yeah, I will offer up my life. And Once Again. And all these different songs. So he is leading worship one day. I can't remember where. I think it's at a church service. Or he's visiting a worship church, right, to lead worship. So he's leading worship. And he gets this sense from God that the Lord wants him to sing. You know the song called You Are Not Alone by Michael Jackson? Yeah? You are not alone. He gets this sense that he's supposed to just sing that song and lead that over the congregation. So in his mind, he's thinking, this is crazy. This is a pop song by Michael Jackson, you know. People are going to think it's ridiculous. All these thoughts going through his mind, but he obeys. You know, he obeys in the end, and he sings that song, You Are Not Alone. He's not even sure if the Spirit is doing anything. You know, nothing crazy happens. He sings the song, and at least, you know, he knows that he obeyed God, right? But at the end of the service, this woman comes up to him and basically gives him this testimony that's exactly the song that she needed to hear, because she felt so alone, and she was asking God, you know, are you with me? And when he was singing that song, the Spirit of God did something in her heart to let her know that God is with her, you know? And yeah, that's the fruit of radical obedience. And that is radical because, you know, to imagine you're up there leading worship and God leads you to sing a pop song. I don't know how I would react. You know, I don't know if I would have the guts to do that. But that's an example of radical obedience. And in this book, he outlines three or four kind of benefits of being obedient. I'll just quickly go through them with you. John 12:50, if you can turn there with me. John chapter 12, verse 50. This is what it says, John 12, verse 50. And I know that His commandment is eternal life. That's where He will stop. And I know that His commandment is eternal life. At first reading, it doesn't seem to mean that much to us. But as we meditate upon that statement, Jesus is saying, and I know the commandment of our Father is eternal life. And if you just think about that, you know, the commands that God gives in His Word, that is eternal life. This, the Word of God or the commandment of God has eternal life-giving power. And once we walk in obedience to His commandments, that life gets released into our lives. This is the quote. The life that resides in Him flows into you when you obey. You know, the life that resides in God. And you know, we know that God has life. You know, we came in this morning and I'm super tired, you know, tired and weak and just, you know, not maybe ready for a full day. And I really need the life that resides in God to flow into me. You know, and how do we do that? It's through obedience. Because Jesus says His commandment is everlasting life or eternal life. So we walk in obedience and that life resides in, or flows into us. Second benefit is 2 Chronicles verse 6 or chapter 16. Verse 9. 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his. For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his. And this this is how it titles it. Obedience incurs the gaze of God. You know, as we walk in radical obedience and show God that our heart is completely his by walking in radical obedience, then his eyes are going to be upon us to strongly support, right? I love this verse, that God would strongly support those whose heart is completely his. We not only incur the gaze of God, but we also incur the support of God, the strong support of God if we walk in radical obedience. And the last one that I want to look at is John 14, 21. John 14, 21 says this, He who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will disclose myself to him. Obedience produces greater intimacy. All right, I'll just read you this quote. Jesus said, Obedience is the proof of love, and love brings us into incredible intimacy with the Father. Furthermore, obedience unlocks the affections of Christ and his self-disclosure to the human heart. Jesus is saying in this verse that if we walk in obedience, he who keeps my commandments, if we walk in the commandments of Jesus Christ, it unlocks Jesus' affections for us. You know, he who keeps my commandments, the Father loves them, and I love them, and I will show myself to him. You know, and this is the greatest reason for obedience. You know, not, you know, when Matt Redman sings that song and the woman comes up to him and says, oh, that was, you know, that really spoke to me. That's great. That's the fruit of radical obedience. But even more than the fruit of something that happens as we obey God is the fact that when we simply obey him, we're loving him and he loves us back. Even if Matt Redman sang that song and no one came up to him, for him, it's, he knows in his heart that he walked in obedience, and that will bring the intimacy of the Father and the love of the of Jesus Christ and self-disclosure of Jesus more into his life because he's walking in obedience. Not so much for the fruit of it, but so that the intimacy would grow. You know, and obedience, radical obedience unlocks the intimacy. So those three things, the abundant, the eternal life that comes from God, as we walk in obedience, and the gaze of God and the support of God that comes in radical obedience. And lastly, the intimacy that comes through radical obedience. So let's close our eyes and let's ask the Holy Spirit to come and speak to us in this area of obedience.
singing you this song. I'm waiting at the cross, and all the world holds dear. I count it all as loss for the sake of knowing you, for the glory of your name, to know the lasting joy, and even sharing in and I surrender all to you, all to you. And I surrender all to you, all to you. And let's pray together for our church. Let's pray that our church, you know, would be a church that walks in radical obedience. You know, that all our church members, our brothers and sisters, would have the courage and the boldness and the faith and just the love of God to walk in radical obedience. And pray for yourselves, you know, if there's an area you know that you need to surrender and that you need to start walking in radical obedience. Let's just pray and go before God. Let's ask Him for courage and boldness and just the power to be able to walk in this radical obedience. Let's go before the Lord together. Let's pray for our mission focus. Let's pray for Uzbekistan. Let's pray for Pastor Sam's father. And let's also pray for the church there, Tashkent Bethel Church. Let's pray that God would really move in that church, be with the leaders and the believers there, that the Holy Spirit would come and move powerfully. And also through that church and through just the move of God, that the nation itself, Uzbekistan, will turn to the Lord. Let's pray for that nation. Let's also pray for Hong Kong. Let's pray for the ministries that we're supporting here in Hong Kong. Let's pray for YWAM and all the different schools that they're doing and Sports Services International here. And let's also pray for the Zhengsheng College in Lantau Island or Chengchao, or, you know, the school. Let's pray that God really blesses that school. Alman is the principal, right? So let's pray for him as he just leads this school. Let's pray for God's favor to be upon them. Let's also pray for face-to-face ministries with Jimmy Stewart. Let's pray that God would really provide for them and that they would be able to really minister freedom to so many people in Hong Kong. So let's pray for those things, Uzbekistan and Hong Kong together. Let's pray for the house churches that's meeting today. Let's pray for Kennedy Road House Church, Pacific Place, and Conduit House Church. Let's just pray for God's Holy Spirit to be there and for ministry to really overflow in this meetings.
We also lift up our house churches. We pray for GA and Sandro, God, as they lead the Conduit Road House Church. I pray for just the real Holy Spirit, revelatory ministry of the Holy Spirit to be there, God, that you would be released, God, that your love and power and kindness will be released, God, in each of these meetings, Pacific Place with Justin, God, Lord, and Michael Cho, Angie's, Kennedy with Will and Tracy. Strengthen Will, Lord Jesus, God. And speak through him and Tracy, Father, to the people at Kennedy Road House Church.
Let's lastly pray for the building fund and the whole SP project move. Let's pray, God, that God would really provide for us and lead us in the right direction in this time. Let's give this whole thing to him.
Ask you for your provision, Lord. And I need just a real sensitivity to you, Holy Spirit, God, that we can walk in obedience, God. Be with the leaders. Speak to them, Father God. Strengthen them, Lord, and may they be able to make the right decisions, Lord Jesus, based on what you're saying to them. Father God and Lord, provide for us, Lord.
Dear God, we thank you. Father, thank you that as we walk in obedience, that we're going to have the life that resides in you just flow through us, flow into us, God. And also as we walk in radical obedience, God, that your gaze will be upon us, God, and your strong support will be for us and with us, God. And I also thank you that as we walk in obedience, Lord Jesus, God, that the intimacy will also be unlocked for us, God. And Lord, I pray, you know, give us a real heart to obey, Father. I know we fail sometimes, but God, Lord, I pray that you would put that desire in us, God, and that longing and that decision resolve in our hearts to walk in obedience as much as we can, you know, and when we fail, to just turn to you right away, God, and just to receive your forgiveness. And so we thank you for this message, and Lord, all the things that we pray for, we thank you that you're listening to our prayers, God. And as we spend the next half an hour or so just in prayer, God, I know that you will be with us. So Lord, just stir our hearts, God, to pray, and Holy Spirit, lead us, God, as we meet together to pray. And we thank you, God. I just want to bless everyone that's here, Father, with your presence and with your peace and with your favor today. I pray that as they go throughout their day, that their heart will just be full of joy and full of life and full of love that comes from you. So God, come into our lives, God. We thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great day.